And welcome to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Kate McAllister, President and CEO of the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and Keely Gray, Membership Communications Specialist. And we are here to entertain you or enlighten you for the next 50 minutes. How are you, Keely?
Entertain and enlighten.
You're the entertainment part. I'm the enlightening part.
I don't know. People might argue that one. What?
Are you saying I'm not enlightened?
I was just saying you're more entertaining.
Oh. Way to get out of that.
Yeah.
Way to get out of that.
I'm pretty good at backtracking.
Yeah. Isn't it nice to see sunshine?
I'm hoping it sticks around. The weather report this morning, at least on my little iPad, on my little iPhone, said it was going to be cloudy all day. So the fact that we have sunshine makes me so happy. I am ready for spring.
I think we all are. I think we're, you know, but with all this rain, you know what happens? We get mud season.
Mud!
Yes. We have all different seasons, and we are currently in mud season, for those of you who don't know. And when people come into the visitor center, they want to know what to do now, and it's, well, I'm not exactly sure. Hopefully today we can remedy that. Our theme for today is, what do we do for fun during mud season? Today we're going to hear from Marcia Pilgrim, owner of Capers Travel, and our extraordinary celebrity chef who writes for The Reader, about some adventures we could take during mud season. Next up will be Hannah Combs from the Bonner Historical Society, as to what we can see and do there while it's mud season. Then we'll wrap up with Jeff Thompson from Pine Street Woods to tell us about enjoying nature in the mud. That should be, three of them.
It should be really fun. It's right. And, you know, how to have fun during mud season. Because if you live out in the county on a dirt road.
Like you do.
Like I do. Mud season takes a whole new meaning.
Oh, my gosh, right?
Yeah, you just see my truck, and it's like, oh, there's Keely, covered in mud.
Covered in mud. Well, if we could figure out how to, you know, maybe we could do mud baths or mud face packs or...
There are, like, mud clay baths and facials that you can do, and it's supposed to, like, be really good for your pores.
Well, you know, Sand Creek is right down from the chamber office. Maybe we just go get buckets of mud and sell it. It's a brand new revenue stream.
Boom. Our board should be delighted.
Right. All right, so stay tuned and thank you for joining the Chamber Chatter Hour on North Idaho's Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Time for a little getaway. Oh, you deserve it. So tell you what, grab the spouse or a friend or even a complete stranger. Jump in the car and make the scenic drive to the Kootenai Casino in Bonner's Ferry. Have we got a getaway for you? First off, the April midweek room rate in Kootenai Falls Lodge is just $59. Or you can bump it up a bit to a beautiful Riverview room for just $89. But the main thing is, have fun. And maybe just win a big old pile of cash. Kootenai Casino is more than just gaming machines. We also have Springs Restaurant and Lounge, serving everything from large portion meals to amazing cocktails. Our spa is offering $99 signature facial and express pedicure. Come on, get away, relax, have fun. Treat yourself to something special. Kootenai Casino makes it easy. To book your April getaway, call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
O'Reilly. Is your vehicle no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need. Now through April 25th, get 15% off when you buy a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So we were in Times Square
taking selfies with all the lights.
I bought a shot glass.
I bought a hat.
I bought a snow globe at this little shop.
You know, I collect those.
Then we grabbed a slice at this super secret spot.
It smelled a bit funky outside.
I heard they don't have alleys.
They don't have alleys.
But they certainly have people.
Lots of people.
When everyone's vacation sounds the same.
It's time for something different. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
If you ask me, now's the perfect time to plan an epic summer when we still have a couple months and there are epic deals at Kohl's. I got myself some cute tees for under 10 bucks each, sandals for everyone in my family at just 20 bucks each, and outdoor patio essentials for 50% off. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. These deals won't last long, though. So if you want to stock up and save before summer's even here, you know where to go. Select styles. Offers end April 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I would vape every day.
Every chance I could.
Every-
every hour.
Every 15 to 20 minutes. I would wake up in the middle of the night, take a hit.
There's not a specific type of kid that vapes. I think it spans from rich, poor, to athlete, to honor roll.
We are going to have this whole new generation that's addicted to nicotine, just like we did with conventional tobacco.
Stream Nixick anytime on the PBS app and know the dangers of youth vaping.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. Kate and Keeley, and we have Marcia Pilgrim, owner of Capers Travel, to tell us about some adventures we could go on during mud season. Welcome, Marcia.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, so how is the travel business faring these days?
Oh, my goodness. It's wide open. I would say that almost every country is open now without any type of COVID restriction or compliance. There are a few. We have to watch that so carefully. Most of the cruise lines have dropped the mandate for vaccination, so a lot more people are feeling free to travel. There are still some restrictions. Some of the cruise lines still indeed do have that vaccination restriction too, so you have to be really careful about what you choose to do. I would say that most of Europe is sold out through June, hotel rooms, which is pretty exciting. If people are planning on going to Europe, I would say maybe wait until September. Mm. I've also have people going a lot of new places just because they want to get away from the crowded spots of Europe. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of folks going to the South Pacific. I've got folks going on Amazon cruises, which is really exciting. I mean, it's true. The world is our oyster.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and I know that all the restrictions were lifted today, I believe. Isn't that what President Biden said, that all the COVID restrictions, the national emergency is over? So, I mean, I don't know if that affects you, or because we really didn't have a lot of restrictions here, did we?
We didn't have a lot here, but we still had restrictions imposed on foreign travelers who were entering the U.S., and those are the ones that are mostly dropped now.
Yeah.
But there are still some countries requiring masks and vaccination and tests. So,
which countries are those?
I think Chile is one of them, and some of the cruise lines, some of the smaller countries that, you know, would be impacted more with any type
right.
of disease.
Well, so it's mud season. So between now and, you know, when does summer start here? 4th of July.
4th of July, I was going to say. I would love to say June because that's my birth month, but no.
So where are some fun places to go?
There are so many fun places to go, and especially now that Canada's open again. Hey. Gosh, we missed our neighbors to the north, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And now they have extended the border hours at all of the crossings. I mean, it's so lovely to go up there. I would stay away from Banff and Lake Louise. They're also very crowded. But, gosh, you know, you can go to Fernie, go a little further north up to the crossing.
Nelson's awesome.
Nelson's always fun.
Yeah.
And the Oregon coast, the Washington coast. I mean, right even around here, we have some great road trips around Idaho, Montana, Washington. If people want to go a little further right now, there's a lot of great opportunities on cruise lines. If you're looking for bargains, say the Mexican Riviera, going out of flying down to San Diego or Los Angeles, you can be home in 3 or 4 days and have a nice little Mexican getaway.
So what is the... what is the benefit for those who don't know of taking a cruise over just going by plane and landing somewhere and doing your own stuff?
Well, cruises are all inclusive, and most of them are quite safe. I've had people who book their own trips and contact me, and they don't realize. For instance, Chicago has a couple different airports. If you land at the wrong airport in your hotel, you think you've booked a hotel at the airport, and you have, but your hotel's at O'Hare. And your plane's landing at Midway, that's a problem.
Yes.
It's the same, you know, there's several airports in Milan, in London, in Paris. And you really need to know your geography well when you plan a trip.
So that leads me into, what is the benefit of having a travel agent?
Well, I would say it's not unlike having a realtor. Mm-hmm. A realtor works under a broker. It's the same for travel agents. We have extensive training. We're pretty familiar with airline schedules, with compliance. If you get stuck on somewhere on a trip, someone there to help you. A lot of people also don't realize if you piecemeal your plane tickets together, because you're going to get such a good deal, and your connection from your first flight that you booked separate from your second flight, the second flight, that airline owes you nothing. So you can be stuck buying a brand new ticket again, or the same if you're going to board a cruise and you've bought your own air and your flight does not match up with the cruise line. It's up to you to find your way to the first port, which can be thousands of dollars in plane tickets. Wow. So it's good to work with somebody who's experienced and knowledgeable and can help you piece all those things together seamlessly.
So tell us, I know a lot of people don't understand how a travel agent works. So do individuals pay you for your services, or how does that work?
Travel agents work hard.
Yes, you do.
Sometimes I charge a planning fee just to get things going. I might put 10 or 12 hours into an itinerary for someone who wants to go to a couple different countries or have many stops along a stay. And nothing is more disappointing to me than when I present them with everything and I never see them again, and then I see that they took that nice trip all on their own.
Right.
So I might charge a planning fee, but that money then is applied towards the final payment. Mm-hmm. Travel agents get paid by the hotels, the rental companies, not so much the cruise lines anymore. But most suppliers or travel companies really prefer to work with a travel agent because they know the questions to ask. They know how to get things taken care of quickly and effortlessly so that cruise lines or tour companies aren't tied up on the phone for hours. Like every other industry, they're really short staffed now. And it's not unusual for me to be on hold for an hour or two with a cruise line, but I've learned how to do some excellent multitasking.
I bet you have. Well, and I just have to give you a big shout out, because when my husband and I took our 25th anniversary trip, well, Marcia and my husband planned it. It was a surprise to me. I have to tell you, and I've traveled a lot, usually mostly in my corporate job before, but and I've arranged my own travel. Having you do it for us, we never had to think or worry, or it was just amazing that everything was taken care of. I didn't have to worry about, oh, do I need to get that tour, or it was all done. And I'm telling you, we just really got to enjoy the vacation, and it was truly, truly fabulous. So those of you out there who've never used a travel agent, I would highly recommend it, and specifically Marcia Pilgrim at Capers. How can they get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me by phoning me at 208-290-7740. You can find me on Facebook, Capers Travel,
yeah,
and I would love to help. I wish if I could live on thank yous, I'd be a rich woman. Nothing makes me happier than when someone comes back from a trip and just hearing about what a wonderful time they had. Mm-hmm. It makes my heart happy.
Well, you are very good at what you do. And Capers is CAPERS. Where can we go on a budget and still have fun?
I'd say on a budget and still have fun, somewhere kind of local. There's still some really fun mom-and-pop type motels. Mm-hmm. My kids and I like to go to Libby, go to Kootenai Falls. I mean, there's just some great, really local places to learn about before we venture off further. The national parks, Glacier, Yellowstone. I always recommend not staying at one of the properties inside the national park because they are getting quite expensive. Mm-hmm. Also, they're hard to get booked. But there's just many wonderful places within a day or within 2 days. I recommend doing what I call a hub and a spokes. Mm-hmm. So you find one place to stay so you're not up and packing a lot. And then you can go stay 3 or 4 days and go a different direction every day.
What is your favorite trip that you've ever taken?
I have so many.
I know.
Well, you know, I love Ireland. Mm. And I was just there again last month, and I don't know, Ireland just calls to me, and it's just such a wonderful destination, and I do so many repeat trips to Ireland because people go there, and, well, you know, you've been yourself, there's something quite magical about it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Tell us about the Tahiti trips, though. Those are fascinating to me, and the little huts over the water, is that not Tahiti?
That is Tahiti.
Okay.
And actually, Tahiti is made up of 116 different islands, Tahiti being one of the larger ones, but people think Tahiti is just an island. It's 116 islands.
Wow.
And there's the islands, the Society Islands, of which Tahiti is one of them. There's the Marquesas. There's the Tuamotus. There's the Australs. It's just wild and beautiful. The islands are all very different. Take, for instance, the Marquesas Islands. They are further away from any landmass than any other sets of islands in the world. Mm. And in fact, I just wrote a blog for Paul Gauguin Cruises talking about those remote islands and the carvers. That's where tattoos originally came from.
Oh, wow.
Marquesas Islands. But the overwater bungalows are more in the Society Islands, Moorea, Tahiti, Bora Bora. And they actually were created by some kind of hipster old guys from Los Angeles back in the 60s in Moorea, the first ones. Those fellows were called the Bali High Boys. And they built the overwater bungalows, and now they go to the extreme. You have glass floors so you can watch the fish below you. You have water slides right on your own little balconies.
Let's go tomorrow.
Right. And so, you know, just out of curiosity, how much does one of those little huts in the ocean cost?
Oh, they can maybe $500 a night off season, a smaller one, up to $2,000 or $3,000 a night at the Four Seasons. Dang. That's why I do take escort groups on the Paul Gauguin, which is a luxury cruise ship over there. And when you look at the price of the cruise, and it's all inclusive. So once you see that all the meals and all the alcohol and your overnight stay are all included, it's a pretty good value.
Yeah.
But that's another one of my most the two most popular destinations I sell are Ireland and Tahiti.
Whoa.
Worlds apart.
Yeah.
But both have the loveliest and most genuine people I've ever met in my life, and maybe that's why I love the two countries so much.
Now, you went on an adventure in Tahiti not too long ago where you went to one of the remote islands.
I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nuka Hiva. And that is one of the Marquesas Islands. And it has no power on the valley that I was in, Haka Valley. They live off the grid, off the land. They say if you're hungry, pick up a rock and you'll find something under it to eat. You have to respect these cultures.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
You know, I've shared a bug or two in my travels.
Oh,
nice.
Like Thailand, I'll never forget the food pictures you sent back from Thailand.
Mm-hmm.
It did not appeal to me, but I'm not a very
adventurous
eater.
As long as they're not,
eater.
Like, crawling inside your mouth, I'm sure it's fine. Adventure, boss. Adventure.
Respecting the culture. Remember, I'm Irish. Potatoes. Meat.
True. This
well
is
done.
True.
Well done. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What else were we going to ask her? Do you have any questions?
I did have one quick question, because you mentioned that there were, with traveling and how people are finding more unexpected destinations this year, what has been the biggest surprise destination of the year, aside from these more busier places? Like, where are the little secret spots that people are finding and really liking to go?
A lot of people are headed to South America.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On just small expeditions, small groups, or off on their own. I have people going on the Amazon, Antarctica, Patagonia.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And, that really is adventures.
And yeah. There's something for everyone. You know, some people want to be with a larger group. It used to be really popular 30 years ago. You filled up a motor coach and off they went. Mm-hmm. But now people want their own experience. They want smaller.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the bulk of my business is multi-generational right now. Grandparents that want to do something with their own children and their grandchildren. For me, I'm taking all of my family on a trip like that this year, and it might be the last one because teenagers start getting boyfriends, girlfriends. They don't want to maybe travel with mom and dad or the family, or they want to bring someone else along.
Mm. I'd make them go anyway.
And you know, I do a lot of luxury travel, but I also have the most adorable little honeymoon couple that are going to Ireland this year in September. And just in my heart, as it turns out, I knew her grandfather, and I want this trip to be perfect for them. And
aww.
It's one of the smallest budgets I've ever worked with, but it's one that's filled my heart the biggest. So I can usually make something work for everyone.
Well, you're giving me hope, because I think I've talked to Boss about an Ireland trip for a while. And I'm like, I know Marcia's going to plan it for me, but I have to figure out how I'm going to get that money.
I'm going to pay for it. Yeah, because you work at a nonprofit.
This is correct.
So one more time, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and use your amazing services, how will they do that?
They will call me at 208-290-7740. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Capers with a C.
And do you have a... You don't have a website.
I do have a website.
Oh, what's your website?
Capers, with that same C, caperstravel.com.
Caperstravel.com. Yes, so if you want to plan a little trip or have an expert plan it for you and not worry, be sure to reach out to Capers. Thank you so much, Marcia, for being with us.
Thanks for having me, ladies.
Thanks, Marcia.
NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is the largest grassroots organization dedicated to improving the lives of people and their families who have been affected by a mental health condition. Our group wants you to know that you are not alone. Join us at NAMI Far North on Wednesday, April 19th at 5:30 at the VFW Hall on Pine Street. Come watch a slideshow of Justine and Matt's grueling trek walked in honor of Ethan Murray. Snacks and support groups will follow the presentation. Go to NAMIFarNorth.org for more information.
Sandpoint Superdrug is celebrating their 50th anniversary. Thanks to their customers, they are still able to offer everything you need in one place. Get your spring cleaning and lawn and garden supplies in their Ace Hardware department. While you are there filling your prescriptions or checking out their nutrition center, visit their home and gift area. They have something for everyone. Proud to be serving you for 50 years. Open 7 days a week on 5th Avenue. Sandpoint Superdrug, your friendly, family-owned business.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel and this is Pet Talk. We have touched on this subject in the past, but it's always worth repeating. That subject is your pet's healthcare. Be prepared when considering adding a pet to your household. The costs to consider are food, grooming, and healthcare. Always consider putting money aside in a savings account to cover the yearly expenses for wellness checks and vaccinations. Also have extra money put aside for those emergencies that pop up. Veterinarians often get called by pet owners in a panic because their pet is sick or injured and they are not financially prepared. The veterinarian is a small business owner and is often unable to extend credit as a bank or loan office may do. So as painful as it may be, the veterinarian may have to turn the person away. So remember, always be prepared for your pet's health care by putting small amounts of money aside each month for those trips to the vet with your four-legged family member. This has been Pet Talk, and I'm Dr. Bruce Vogel wishing you and your pets a great day.
Have you heard? The new restaurant at the Sandpoint Elks Lodge is now open. Tracks at the Elks is currently open Fridays and Saturdays for dinner from 4 until 8, and Sunday brunch from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Expanded hours coming soon. For more information on Tracks of the Elks, go to the Sandpoint Elks Lodge Facebook page, and for reservations, call 263-3313. Tracks at the Elks, inside the Sandpoint Elks Lodge, is located on Highway 200 in Ponderay at the Elks Golf Course. Call 263-3313.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
KSPT 1400. KBFI 1450. North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. Now we've got the wonderful Miss Hannah Combs, who's the, relatively new, not super new. I remember it was just such the biggest thing. Executive Director of the Bonner County Historical Society. So she's going to talk to us about having fun with history during mud season. How are you, Hannah?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
We're so excited. I love speaking with Hannah because we get to work more closely these days because we're on the Arts Commission together and we're doing all sorts of fun projects. Well, Arts and Historic Preservation Committee. I have to be very specific now. Indeed. So share with us what the museum's been up to lately.
Oh my goodness, so much. The big thing we've been doing recently is planning events. Mm-hmm. Since 2020, that infamous year, our event schedule has been more limited than it was in the past. So we're very excited this year to be bringing back a full slate of events for the public. Some of those events will be free. Some of them will have tickets. There will be a little bit of something for everyone. So we're really excited. We have a few events coming up soon. If I have time, I'd love to tell
I was
going to
ask, what's the event that's coming up?
So one very soon is we will have a booth at Funky Junk out at the fairgrounds this weekend.
Love Funky Junk.
Yeah, so the Museum Guild store is, that's our gift shop. It's downtown next to the Panada, and that's open year-round Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 to 4.
And it's awesome. I was just going to say, it's super fun. I never go in there and see the same thing twice.
Yeah, yeah, it is. There are always very unique finds in there. But this weekend, we will have, everybody will bring all of their best stuff out to the fairgrounds for Funky Junk. That's Saturday and Sunday from, I believe, 10 to 4. So check us out there. And then after that, we're going to jump into some of our museum events. So on April 29th, that's a Saturday, we are so excited to be bringing back our Drink in History series. Ooh. And if you've been on one of those tours, you know how fun they are.
We need to register now.
Yeah. I was going to say, that's right up our alley, boss.
Yeah. So this one will be, we're kind of changing the format a little bit. This one won't be as much of a bar hopping adventure, but we'll be at one location, but we're very excited. We are partnering with The Hive.
And yay!
We are so excited because if you've been in The Hive, they have that wonderful stage. There will be seating. They have all of the fancy electronic gadgets you can imagine. So we'll have screens where we can show video and photos and maps that will tell you about what we're talking about. So we're really excited. That's going to be on April 29th, and it's called The Real Hangtown and Other Apocryphal Railroad History.
So you have to explain the Hangtown, because learning about that was one of the coolest things I learned.
When can we sign up for it?
Yes. So we will have tickets available on our website this week. That's going to be at bonnercountyhistory.org. And that is the only place you'll be able to get them in advance. Tickets will also be available at the door. But yeah, I won't give it all away, but there is a misconception that this area has been known as Hangtown because there were hangings here. And in truth, that tale refers to something in railroad history. So we'll be sharing that story at the event, as well as many other fun, fascinating, surprising stories about our local railroads.
See, boss, I love that you keep me on track, because I was just going straight for the history and the fun facts. You're like, wait. We have to make sure people know how to get the tickets and that we can get our tickets.
I was going to buy tickets, but I can't get internet in here. So as soon as I can. Are they up yet?
They are not up yet, but they will be up by Friday. So we'll hook you up.
I'll leave you my card number.
Don't worry. We know the right people. We are going to see this.
Yes. Yes.
And you guys just had an exhibit at Evans Brothers too.
We did. Yes. We have an exhibit called Storied Futures. It explores the history of the El Sasser homestead, which was on North Boyer. And so that exhibit talks a lot about development and historic preservation through the lens of that one specific property. And that's up through May 2nd. So I encourage you to go see that while it's at Evans Brothers. On May 5th, we have a free event we're so excited about. It is called Idaho Songs with Gary Eller. This is going to be presented by the Museum and the Music Conservatory at Little Carnegie Hall at the Music Conservatory on Main and 2nd. And this event is with a gentleman named Gary Eller. He has spent the last decade, at least, uncovering early pre-radio Idaho songs. So work songs, folk songs, things that were never recorded. So he's been finding all of this old sheet music and then working with a group of musicians to bring it back to life, to record it. And he's going to be bringing a free show here on May 5th at 7 p.m. at the Music Conservatory. So you can all experience that that music.
Wow.
That'll work out great, because doesn't the leadership Cinco de Mayo get over with that 7?
I was hoping that would tie in perfectly.
I was going to say, I feel like I connected the people this morning for this very topic.
Excellent.
Ooh, tell us about mud.
Mud. Yes. So I loved your prompt to tell you something interesting about the history of mud. So as you may or may not know, Sandpoint has a long history of flooding. And because we have such a huge body of water nearby, the lake, sometimes those floods have been pretty intense. So the last big flood that we had was in 1948. It was called the 1948 flood. And it flooded a lot. Like, all of City Beach was flooded. It flooded parts of downtown. It was a pretty big deal. And because of that, they then built the dams at Cabinet Gorge and Albany Falls. Since then, those have mitigated that. But there are some, I brought in a couple of fun photos of early mud season. And one thing I learned was people have always dealt with the mud with a sense of humor. So, and these photos, we're going to put them up on our social media tomorrow so everyone can see them. But one of them shows, I believe it's Cedar Street, and this is actually a political stunt where the roads were in such bad disrepair that one of the politicians running for mayor buried a car in the muddy street to make a point about how muddy the roads were and that that was an issue he was going to deal with if he was elected. He did win that election, so it seemed to be an effective tactic. The other photo I brought in is of First Avenue, and this was back in the days of the muddy streets as well. At this point, I believe it was the first time they were actually paving First Avenue. You can tell it is basically a lake.
It's a mud pit.
Yeah. And they have a boardwalk temporarily built across so people could cross the street. There's a guy there posing with some decoy ducks to make a laugh about the fact that he could go duck hunting in the streets. Oh, they're so watery.
Thank you for bringing those.
Those are great. Well, and the first one with the car submerged up to its windshield is pretty funny, too. It's like, we need the streets fixed.
Yes. So,
I like it.
So we'll share those online tomorrow. So you guys can take a
little perspective for how nice our downtown is right now.
Yeah, I know. I feel like we still complain about mud season, but this definitely gives us a little perspective.
I love it. See, I knew there'd be something interesting about mud season.
Right? Well, we've only got a few seconds or minutes
probably
left.
About a minute.
So is there any pertinent information that our listeners need to know about the history, about the museum and the society?
Yeah, we are open. Come visit us. We will be opening a new temporary exhibit this November, but this summer when you're visiting, we will have the museum with all of our current exhibits. We'll have the log cabin open, and we have an exhibit in there as well.
Nice.
So you can visit Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4. Tickets are $4 for adults, $3 for seniors, and
for those who
for
don't
kids.
Know where the museum is?
Yeah, we're in Lakeview Park on Ella in Ontario in Sandpoint, and there's a big yellow caboose outside, so you can't miss it.
Excellent. And if they wanted to call you, the phone number one more time?
Yeah, 208-263-2344.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Hannah. This is so much fun.
Oh, thanks for having me. This has been great.
Wonderful. You made my day with the mud.
So much knowledge in that brain.
All right. Well, we will be right back to talk about more mud.
At Kiniksu Community Health, we find your health appealing. So we say, when life gives you lemons, squeeze them. To check for abnormalities, that is. It's important to know the signs of breast cancer. Cancerous lumps often feel hard, like a lemon seed, and are usually immovable. They can be any shape or size. If you feel something abnormal, contact your healthcare provider to get screened for breast cancer right away. Early detection can save lives. Start finding your health appealing. For more information, visit kchnorthidaho.org.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com. When homes aren't selling, I am still buying homes. If you're wondering if you can still get a fair cash offer and close in a week, well, let me tell you, yes, you Spokane. Call me today for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell in as little as 1 week with no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing. I'm not green bluffing you. We are a local family owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. Get your free cash offer today by visiting us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. EasyHomeBuyer.com.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
Terms and conditions posted.
close at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Terms and conditions apply. Visit ISSA online for details.
Rachel, you look amazing. What have you been up to?
Thanks, Megan. I finally left the 9-to-5 grind and got certified as a yoga instructor by ISSA.
Wait, you're a yoga instructor now?
Yes, and I love it. I've been able to turn my passion for health and wellness into a business. It feels so good to be helping people improve their lives, and I basically get paid to look and feel great.
That's amazing. Was it hard to get certified?
No, ISSA makes it super easy. You can get certified in as little as 5 weeks, and you do everything at your own pace and 100% online. And once you're certified, you do what you want with it. Start your own business, work at a studio, or just do it as a side hustle. Yoga instructors can make over $72,000 a year.
I need to check this out. How do I get started?
Just send them a text. It's free to get started.
Text GREAT to 200-300 to get started today and be certified with the ISSA Yoga Alliance in as little as 5 weeks. Just text GREAT to 200-300 right now to get started for free. Text the word GREAT to 200-300. Text GREAT to 200-300.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Is your vehicle no longer stopping like it used to? Don't miss Spring Brake Deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies you need. Now through April 25th, get 15% off when you buy a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.1 FM and 1450 AM, 1400 AM, North Idaho's radio.
Welcome back to the Chamber Chatter Hour. This is Keely and Kate from the Chamber of Commerce. For our final segment, we're going to talk to Jeff Thompson, who is in charge of the land at Pine Street Woods. I like that, being in charge of the land. I asked him to come and talk about mud season and make it sexy. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us what you do at Pine Street Woods.
Well, like you said, I'm the land manager. So that is everything from recreation planning on how we're going to use the land to trail maintenance, to logging, to timber, to changing the toilet paper and everything in between. You know, so it's pretty much everything that's like boots on the ground type stuff. And it's, you know, KLT has Pine Street Woods, but we also have some other properties as well. So it's all the properties.
Yeah. And my husband is a retired forester with IFM, and I think he's planted some trees out there in some of the conservancy property. And
cool.
I think you guys should make him come up and do something now that he's retired up at the Pine Street Woods. So what do you want the public to know about this time of year and the usage of the land up at specifically Pine Street Woods?
Well, this is a great time to be talking about it. Mud season is sort of where we're at. And, you know, during this time of year, we kind of have that diurnal melt-thaw where in the mornings it's kind of frozen and firm. And I actually had to scrape my windows on my truck this morning. But as I walked out the house to come here, it was 8 inches of mud. and so it's one of those that, you know, it's best to use the trails while they're frozen first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. We really try to discourage use of the trails while they're muddy. It really does a lot of damage to the trails. I mean, you can imagine even just a bike track going up the trail and creating that rut kind of creates a channel for all that water to just run straight down the trail. And so that's what we try to avoid. There are places that you can go. If you think about like the places that melt out early, you know, try to get to those places. You know, Mineral Point might be a better place this time of year. But if it's muddy, we recommend trying to do something else.
Or bright and early in the morning.
Bright early in the morning when it's frozen is
you
a great time.
6 a.m. hikers out there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure, though, you get the word out through, like, Pondre Peddlers and stuff. Don't take your bikes up there. And
absolutely. Yeah. Pondre Peddlers is a great partner for getting that message across. And, you know, we put signage up. And if we need to, we'll actually close the trail just temporarily until we can reopen it so we don't do too much damage.
Do you have a lot of hikers up there this time of year?
We do. You know, this is that time of year. Everybody's off the mountain, off Schweitzer. They're done skiing. And so people are starting to get after hiking now. And so we're starting to see a big increase.
And how many trails do you have up there?
Shoot, numbers. We probably have, over 10, probably 10 to 15 trails and probably 15 to 20 miles worth of hiking up there.
Right. I think I got lost once. It was when you guys first opened, and I was like, But I finally found a way.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's like, you came back. You're sitting here with me. So, yeah.
Well, and I didn't bring my forester husband with me. First mistake. So I was like, I don't know where I'm at, but I think I'll just keep walking.
Follow the trail.
It'll lead somewhere.
Right. Exactly. So what is sexy about mud season and how can you enjoy it?
I'm not sure how much is appropriate for the radio, but the sexiest thing to me about mud season is staying off of the trails.
The care that you give to the trails.
You can stay home. You can figure out something else to do to occupy your time and be as sexy as you want.
Right.
But
that is a really great answer.
I know you spin it in the best way.
Right. So tell us a little bit more about, so are all the trails connected between the VTT and Syringa Heights or Syringa Trails? Are they? No, Sherwood Forest. That's what it is. Sorry.
Yes, they are. Yep. All three are different owners and different and managed slightly different. Mm-hmm. And it's great how you can kind of seamlessly go between all three properties, and you can use the trails from each of the properties. But each have sort of a different, I guess, maybe theme or feel to them, mm-hmm. You know, VTT is where you're going to find more of the expert mountain bike trails. And then over at Sherwood Forest, you're going to have more of a, you know, more of a primitive, old school trails, kind of, you know, more wildernessy type experience. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'll see more wildlife over in the Sherwood Forest. And then Pine Street Woods, we really try to kind of a forest for everybody. You know, we try to make trails that can be enjoyable for everybody, whether you're a pro mountain biker or a first time hiker, you know, that you can enjoy our trails and find them safe and fun.
It's really beautiful up there. I know I went to the folk school and learned how to felt. I have a remarkable pot holder I made.
I'm going to start counting when she talks about this pot holder because I feel like it's at least every other week I hear the pot holder story in Pine Street Woods and folk school.
So, you know.
This is like the highlight of your life.
I know, right? It was like, look, I'm creative. Reagan was in the class, Reagan Plum. And so it was pretty fun. It was one of the first ones up there. And the only thing that I would tell people is just keep driving. Just keep driving till you get to the yurt.
Yep,
because totally. The first time I went, I'm like, I think I'm lost.
I did the same thing.
Don't know where I'm going. Yeah. And so I tell people, just keep driving. Just keep driving. And eventually you'll see a building. And
I was like, arrived. Yep, there's a parking lot over there. Oh, there's people. That's where I'm going.
That's where I'm going. How long have you worked for Kinixu?
You know, I started with Kinixu kind of when Pine Street Woods was coming on board. So it's probably been about 6 years now, kind of when they acquired the property and we went through the whole planning process of where trails should go and where roads should go and buildings and all of that. So it's been really great to see it kind of come full circle to where we are now.
Yeah. You're kind of one of the founding people.
Yeah. I mean, it's been great to be a part of that group. And, you know, it's been such an awesome group of people to work with and it's such an asset to the community. And it's sort of, you know, played out the way we sort of thought it would. And it's really cool to see how many people really value it and love being up there and see it as a kind of an escape, but an escape that's kind of close to town.
Right. Well, and you know, we tell people when they come into the visitor center, because we get a lot of hikers, we say, you know, it's like our very own Central Park in Sandpoint.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. And you know, you should. And the only thing that I would like is I would like some brochures.
I was just going to say that if you guys could give us some maps or brochures, people ask all the time.
Maps.
Yes. All the time.
Yeah.
You know, we do get a lot of people that are, well, in now, before school is out and then after school is out, we get a lot of retirees who are still active and hiking. During the summer, we get a tremendous amount of families. And so the only reason we ask for the brochures, too, is Selkirk Loop has done some really great things with hiking maps, and we just rip it off. And we go through those like crazy. And I imagine if we had Pine Street Woods, we would be able to do that as well, too. And we can
Absolutely.
Even get a donation for them if, you know, if that's what you guys need. But it's just a remarkable place that I love sending people there. But we always, you know, in tourism, too, we have been really great the last 3 or 4 years talking about recreate responsibly. Because, you know, do we have any issues with that at Pine Street Woods, like people throwing garbage or?
You know, I think any time you have people that congregate in like that sort of setting, a state park, a national forest, you know, there's always those sorts of issues. I mean, I think for the most part, people that come up there are very respectful.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's part of what I do is you know, pick up dog poop and pick up trash. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there that are just users that do the same thing because they care for the land in, sure. in sort of the same way. But
yeah.
I think anytime you have sort of a higher use recreation experience, it's kind of to be expected.
Right. So do dogs have to be on leashes up there?
Dogs do not have to be on leashes, but they need to be under voice control. You know, we have seen a lot of dogs. It's a great place to walk with your dog. But we've also seen an increase with impacts to other people's experiences up there. Mm-hmm. And so that's the big one. If the dog is really starting to be threatening or impactful to other experiences or poop not being picked up, you know, those are the things that we see as big impacts. So if a dog is hard to wrangle, it's best to keep them on a leash.
So what do you do on the other land, the conservancies? Like, do you plant trees and do all those things?
You know, all of them are very different. Some of them are just conservation easements that are not open to the public. And then some, for example, like the Cabinet View Nature Center or Nature Area, which is up in, out past over in western Montana, is a very low use kind of wilderness or wildlife specific piece of land that's open to the public. So similar to Pine Street Woods in the sense that you can go there and enjoy nature, but very low use compared to Pine Street Woods. And then we have another property that's on the other side of the Long Bridge that is in the process of being acquired and opened to the public. And so there's going to be more to come with that, and hopefully we'll be spending some more time planning for that piece of property and working towards opening that to the public as well.
And I think you guys really offer something so tremendously valuable in conserving a lot of this land because, you know, as we know, there's always been talk of legislators wanting to release our public lands in Idaho, and we have more public lands than just about any other state in the nation. And so I think with conservancy groups such as yours, it gives me hope that we're going to be able to at least conserve, you know, quite a bit of the land. And especially around here, I know there's been big families like the Woods family who've put theirs in conservancy. And, you know, I think about my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. It's like that will be it's so great to know that those things will be there for them.
Absolutely. And I think you nailed it. We got to capture those lands now while we can, while they're still in the condition that they're in. And, you know, that's a big part of what we do. It is great that we have so much public land around here. But it is it's very much used for lots of different things, logging and, mm-hmm. you know, there's all sorts of stuff that goes on, hunting and, you know, in the public lands. But for us to be able to have these places so close to town that are,
right.
that feel like you're out in the middle of nowhere is such a neat thing.
Right. So are you familiar with forest bathing? It's a Japanese, it's a Japanese?
Yes, Japanese. Shinrin-yoku is what it is referred to in Japan, but it's essentially translates to forest bathing. And essentially scientists have done studies where your cortisol levels, after being 20 minutes in the forest, your cortisol levels naturally lower and your stress is actually relieved by spending time in nature.
Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to do some, because half of the house or side of chamber is tourism. And so we're going to do some forest bathing and then be calm, right? And recommend Pine Street Woods. And
I think I think forest bathing is a great thing for Pine Street Woods.
I know. Well, it's funny because I ask people, you know, what forest bathing is, and they're like you. Are we going to have like bathtubs in the middle of the forest? What is happening?
I think my favorite was clothing is not optional.
Yeah, right. We do have some stock ponds.
Right, if you want it. Right. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to let us know?
No, I mean, I really think that today, like the important message is to just be really aware of those trail conditions and really do your part to stay off the trails if they are muddy. If you do see a muddy trail, if you happen to see a big puddle when you're out there walking, just walk right through it. You know, instead of making our trails wider and bigger, you know, let's just wear the right footwear and just walk right through that.
That's right. Mud. And just be sexy.
I feel like now it's a game. Like you're just trying to poke the bear.
And where can people find more information about Kiniksu Land Trust and Pine Street Woods?
Well, Pine Street Woods, you know, you brought up earlier how, you know, we've been working a lot on our signage, and we do have some really awesome maps at the bottom of the road and then up at the up near the rec center at the parking lot. So you can look for our maps up there, and you can on our website as well. There's links to maps up. Pondere Peddlers is a great resource, too, for all that information.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate it. And so let's go find something fun to do in the mud.
Forest bathing.
Forest bathing. All right. Thank you for joining us here on the Chamber Chatter Hour. We'll talk to you next month.
Online at NorthIdahoRadio.com, on air at 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, and 97.1.